my name is Lorna Roberts, and I've been coming and working with this camp. I don't even live in the city, but I love this camp so much that I've been coming for 6 years now. And this camp is kind of a miracle week, because in the span of 6 days, the campers arrive on Monday, and then they form bands, they write a song together, they bond, they learn how to play an instrument in a lot of cases, they learn how to keep a rhythm, and at the end of the week on Saturday, they even perform their song in front of a real audience, in front of a professional, in a professional venue. So it's so exciting. A place where regular bands come and play all the time. So it gives the campers the feeling that they have arrived and they're doing something that professional musicians do. So it lets them explore that.
You've seen this a bunch of times. Have you ever seen someone come in just totally shy wallflower and leave mega rock star?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And the really fun thing for me also is the fact that a lot of our campers are repeat, I won't say offenders, but they come every single year and look forward to it. And the transformation that they have made over the years, we have two groups. We have Picks, which are the younger kids, and we have Sticks, which are the older kids. And I've seen them sort of grow up from not being as confident into becoming these, blossoming into these people that are politically active and who are very confident and sure of themselves, and their songs are better and better, and they have more stage presence, and I believe it helps in their personal lives and in everything, because they're not only learning here about music, they're learning cooperation, they're learning how to interact with people, they're learning how to, when you're writing a song, everybody's got different beliefs, and so they're learning how to compromise, and that you don't have to be perfect. That's like the number one thing. You can be yourself. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to always get it right the first time. You can make mistakes and grow and learn. And that's kind of what life is all about. Develop a sense of self and how they fit in community, how to build a community no matter where they are or where they go, how to learn. A lot of our campers develop a lot of leadership qualities, and I think that's very, very important. So the music is sort of a way to help the campers find a way to bond and to be with each other and to learn and grow.
My name is Shannon Swing, and I've been a member of Girls Rock since it first began. Girls Rock, their main goal is to teach youth not only about music, but to help them like come into themselves as a person, and, like figure out who they are as a person.
So you've done this how many times?
This is my 6th year.
How are you different now than you were 6 years ago? I mean, and how has this changed you?
Well, 6 years ago, I first moved down here from Ohio. For a short while, I lived up in Ohio. But I was very shy, very reclusive, didn't really want to talk to anyone. And like being in Girls Rock has like helped me come out of that. Like my first year here, I've never touched a drum set. And we're actually playing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh my God.
So tonight, yeah.
Who's gonna hit those high notes?
Emma. Emma and Mia and Skylar.
Oh, I gotta see that.
Yeah,
see that.
I'm looking forward to it because it's also a mashup. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's gonna be fun.
This is Emma Kent.
Okay, so Emma, what got you involved in Girls Rock?
Well, I've only done the camp once before, and I was a camper. I did it 2 years ago. My mom found the camp somewhere like online or saw a flyer for it, and she suggested it to me. I was terribly shy. Like, I wouldn't even tell people. Like, if I was having a problem with something, I would be too scared to like make them upset with my problems. And she thought it would be a really great way for me to break out of my shell and make more friends. And it totally did that for me. I became a much more outspoken person. I found my voice, and I've had a lot easier time socially after doing Girls Rock. Well, I think the mission of Girls Rock, like in my mind, in my words, with like my experience at the camp, it's to make everyone feel welcomed and empowered and teach them that they can use their voices through music and through activism to do pretty much whatever they want. And I think I would like totally recommend this camp to anybody because it's helped me grow so much as a person.
My name is Sally Sparks and I'm the board chair of Girls Rock Asheville, but I'm also, for the week of camp, I also try to help make sure all the gear and the instruments and things are working and everybody is happy with their equipment. The main reason that I'm involved, and I think the primary driving force behind our organization, is to help young kids who are female or female identified to feel empowered and feel like that they have opportunities available to them and that they can really do things that they want to do with their lives without any hindrances or oppression based on gender oppression or economic depression or oppression or racial oppression, just to try to provide a space that erases those borders. And we use rock music and sometimes other kinds of music to be the glue to bring people together to provide that opportunity.